This is Broad Designs on Sunday Arts Magazine, where I talk to women who design and make sure we hear their voices and stories behind their work loud and proud. Today, my guest is Jenny McLaren, counsellor at the Australian Graphic Design Association, which I'm told I should just call AGDA these days, and creative director at Air Design, a Melbourne-based studio that builds meaningful brand experiences through a human-centred design approach. And just to be clear, AIR is spelled A-E-R. Jenny lectures in design and was a member of the 2017 AGDA Design Awards jury with its pinnacle and distinction prizes last weekend in beautiful Canberra. I'm hoping she'll bring the party vibe with her today, especially after that music. So welcome to Broad Designs, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Jane. Good to be here.
Great. So let's go back to the beginning, way back. I've read online that you were born into a long line of printers and designers. Tell us where it all started.
Well, that's right. Printers mainly. Yep. My grandfather had started a printing business called McLaren Press. And then my father and my uncle took it over. Not that my grandfather retired. He was still working at 80. And yes, I had a very, very early introduction to print and I guess design. And, and that's when my love for it started. I remember walking down the aisles as a kid, getting all stashes of paper because I was a passionate drawer. And yeah, I guess the printed sheet still reminds me of my dad.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there would have been endless supplies of paper in the printers.
Yep. And where pens and everything.
And pens. Where was the?
It was in Abbotsford.
Is it still there?
No. Right. So a few years ago, my cousin who took it over as well, it was sold and now it's apartments.
Oh, so of course.
Gentrifying Abbotsford. But,
oh, no.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've heard back in the day when you were studying at the RMIT Works that you used to storm the staff room in army camo gear to shake things up a bit. I was just doing a bit of background research
on
you.
Are you talking to Beck Stora?
Maybe. Is this true?
Look, casting my mind back, it probably is. True. We're a pretty wild bunch. And the works, I'm not sure, you know, it was a studio on campus. So it was kind of that halfway between getting a job and still having that support of the university. And it was run like a studio. We dealt with real clients. We also had a hacky sack arena. And
as all good studios should.
As all good, you know. Not that the staff really liked that as much because, you know, hacky sacks would be bouncing off the wall.
That don't
hurt much. No. Boogie Nights was playing in the background. It was good times.
Good times. And so that would have been the mid-90s at RMIT.
Late 90s.
We figured that out. No, I'm a little bit older, aren't I?
Yeah. So 98, I think that was the year, yeah.
And so you went straight out of the works at RMIT and started your own business. What was that like?
Yeah. Was that crazy? Yeah, or brave? One of the stupid, maybe all of those things.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, I was freelancing a little bit while I was doing my degree, which a lot of us did. But I think having the works as that foundation for that business acumen and also the experience of knowing print kind of inside and out through my dad, you know, I was just, you know, ready to keep going and I was kind of happy to get paid to do what I loved, which was a bit of a bonus. And yeah, I guess it gave, you know, I really felt that I wanted to meet the clients and I, you know, really, that's as I freelanced and did the works, I obviously met with all the clients and I just felt like project management or account management was a hindrance to me and a bit of Chinese whispers. So I really wanted to connect directly with the client or the business issue and their audience and their customers and their the product. So I guess looking back now, it was really a human-centered approach that I wanted to.
Before that buzzword.
Before that. Now it's got a name, but it's like I just, you know, want to walk in their shoes, basically.
And so you've been doing that for 18 years now. It's an impressive time.
Wow.
Is it 18?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I've lost count. Yeah.
And you were probably one of the first creative businesses to move into the Nicholson building on Bourke Street. That place must have changed a lot too. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's actually on Swanston Street.
Swanston Street.
Yep. On the corner of Flinders Lane. It has changed a lot. We don't have any lift ladies anymore, but they knew all the ins and outs of the building, who was coming in, what package was going where. They were awesome.
The gossip.
The gossip. closet. They had photos of all their grandchildren and their pets on the wall. And, yeah, they'd been doing it for 40 years. So they saw a lot of changes. Now we're kind of starting to be in the hub of the Metro Rail digging.
Oh, yes. Can you feel it? It must shake the whole place.
It hasn't shook yet, but... You know, I mean, it'll be amazing when it's finished, but the building itself is full of jewellers and milliners, yes. And there's little galleries and lots of creators. So it's a nice hub for that, and that hasn't changed.
No. Yeah. So that was like that when you moved in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Veli Meyer's studio was there, is still there. Yeah, so, I mean, people have come and gone, but really it is that kind of creative hub, and it's a beautiful building.
Oh, the light coming in from those windows is fabulous.
Yep.
Yeah. I won't invite everyone to come and see
We've got one of those balconies, so it's quite nice on a Friday afternoon with a beer.
Yeah, yeah. We could publicise your Christmas drinks, but no, we won't.
Sell tickets or something.
So the AGDA Design Awards were last weekend. How was everyone the morning after?
A little bit dusty,
yeah,
Jane.
Dusty. Yeah. I tried to schedule you that weekend and you wouldn't come, but that's all right.
Oh, sorry. I thought, I'm not phoning in on that.
No. But you've been on both sides of the fence as a winner and a juror. Can you give us a bit of an insight on what it's like working behind the scenes? I'm sort of interested in hearing more about the judging process.
Yeah, and I was too. It was my first time being a juror. And I must say that AGDA run a really professional, tight ship. Yeah. So it was a 3-day weekend or 2.5-day weekend of judging. And it was based in... a warehouse in Adelaide. It was freezing. And all of the work was put out on trestle tables.
Yes.
And we were all armed with an iPad, so we had digital access to all the projects and the rationales. And then obviously the printed collateral, all the packaging and all that. So, and we all swept through every category together and did our private kind of judging. And then we had the opportunity after that to come together as a group and talk about where kind of the awards were sitting.
Yep.
So they kind of gave us an indication of where they were, and if we felt there were any that needed to be championed more, we had that opportunity. And then post that, the judging was still open for another 2 weeks.
Yep.
And there was a Slack channel set up. So it's a lot to, you know, absorb in 2.5 days. I think there were over 1,500 entries.
Yep.
So spending a decent amount of time with everyone to try and understand, you know, the project. It was really good to have those 2 weeks and Slack everyone afterwards to chat about it. So they were really professional. Yeah, it was a great experience.
I bet. And what do you feel is the value of awards for graphic design to studios like AIR, and how does it benefit your clients as well?
Look, everyone likes to win an award. It's you know, a feather in your cap, I guess, as do, you know, clients. It's good that clients realise that the design that you've done has been recognised. I really see the benefit in it's cataloguing the, you know, design excellence in Australia and New Zealand and other award programs, obviously, as well. But having that catalogue or that reference to go back to, you know, so it's not just forgotten and you know, left. It's really documenting that and having a catalogue. I see that as a real benefit.
It's a big role of AGDA, really, for the design industry in Australia, is to keep that history, create that history, and then keep that record.
Absolutely.
Through the awards.
And, you know, it's volunteer based organisation. I won't plug AGDA, but AGDA's great. But yeah, it is volunteer based. So what they do and how professional, especially the awards are, and they're now annually. It's a real, it's just such a great program and a great organisation.
And you know, I'm passionate about gender equality in Australian design. It was very refreshing to see an equal number of women and men on the jury. This has happened only one other time in history, which wasn't equality, it was more women than men, which was a cool year. I think it was 94.
Okay.
What other initiatives are AGDA taking to improve on the inclusivity of the industry?
Sure. It is front of mind. Yeah. And, you know, at AGDA and at every council meeting, it is, you know, it is in everybody's, you know, it's something we really try and integrate. There have been all women panels for AGDA talks. I do think women designers have to step up. I know we're all busy, but we do have to you know, get involved as well. So, you know, the door is absolutely, you know, wide open for us to get in there and be involved, and I'd encourage, you know, us, all women to do it.
Because there's lots of women out there, and it can be quite a lonely task doing some freelance design, sitting at home and whatever. Being a part of AGDA can sort of join you into the community and
absolutely
give women a voice. It's pretty cool. The winner's work can be seen now on the AGDA website. But give us a favourite, a rundown of your favourites, and feel free to mention the anonymity poster series that was a finalist in the print category. Hint, hint, that was mine.
Yep. <work. laughs> And just to be clear, we don't know who, obviously sometimes you do know who's done them because you're, you know, you're friends with them or it's your work from your studio. But there is no knowledge of who.
You're not allowed to vote on your own work, though.
No. You're not. No. So you just step out of that, and you step out of the conversation as well,
yes,
if there is one. There was some really brilliant work this year. My judge's choice went to the Sydney School of Entrepreneurship, For the People did their brand. And that was to me, a really exciting brand. It involved a brand mark that people could interact with online, and it was data-driven. I hope I'm explaining this right for you guys. But so it changed, and it was alive, and it moved, and it was affected by the people that engaged with it.
Wow.
So I think for entrepreneurship and the School of, what better way to have a live brand mark?
Nice.
Yeah.
The volunteer People's Choice Award kind of went to another poster that was up against me. But anyway. I'm not bitter, Jenny. I'm not, I promise.
No, it's an honour to be up there as a finalist.
It is.
It really is, because, you know, one of the categories our studio was in, there was 157 entries.
Yep. Yeah, it's so tough. It's tough, it's which tough. Is good to see the quality of Australian design.
Absolutely.
And what about trends? Was there anything obviously emerging or resurfacing?
I think, you know, the brand marks that, and to me, I mean, I'm very focused on branding and strategy, and so, you know, it's my personal love, and I think there are a lot more brands are doing a lot more now, and they, you know, it's not just obviously about
no
a
more
brand
hipster.
Mark. There was no hipster, you know, but having brands that change and live and react, I think, you know, well, there wasn't a couple of them. That's probably why the For the People brand mark to me stood out. But it's kind of where we need to go.
Yeah,
right?
I like that. You know, no longer do we design a logo to look good on a fax machine.
Yeah.
It's got to live and breathe.
That's
and
right.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jenny. I know firsthand that you're highly respected as a businesswoman, creative and generous in the Melbourne design industry, a real inspiration. Have a great Sunday afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
No worries. And thank you, David, Brendan and Neil, for sharing your fabulous show with me. Don't forget you can download a podcast of the show every week. I'm Jane Connery, and you're listening to Broad Designs on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.